Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions what is the condition of the genuine believers. وَحُرِّمَ ذَٰلِكَ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And this is forbidden for the believers. There are many tafsir request your undivided attention to understand this ayat correctly. وَحُرِّمَ ذَٰلِكَ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. تَكْوِينِ طَارْبَرْ. Allah Ta'ala will make it such that person who fears Allah Ta'ala, he will not have an inclination towards an adulteress. And that woman that fears Allah, she will not have an inclination towards an adulterer. This is one tafsir that this is forbidden. Not forbidden in the Shariat point of view, but Allah Ta'ala has made it such that this person's heart will not turn in that direction. The other tafsir, وَحُرِّمَ ذَٰلِكَ أَيْ وَحُرِّمَ الزِّنَا. That zina is forbidden, which is confirmed with a lot of nusus, that zina is completely forbidden and it is haram for all the believers. Or وَحُرِّمَ ذَٰلِكَ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. It is haram for a Muslim male to get married to a female mushrik, or for a female Muslim to get married to a male mushrik. That is also haram. Or the ulama have written وَحُرِّمَ ذَٰلِكَ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. It is haram that if a zani, that is an adulterer, gets married to an adulteress, this nikah, from the aspect of nikah, will be correct. But if both of them continue this act of zina, then this act of this will be incorrect, although the nikah will be correct. We are not promoting the nikah of an adulterer with an adulteress. We are discussing the mas'ala, it will be correct. But if they will continue this act of zina, it will be totally incorrect and it will be haram. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in these two ayat kareema discusses that the environment in which a person will live, he will desire the very same environment in his partner and in his house. That is why we are taught by Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, تَزَوَّجُوا فِي الْحِجْرِ الصَّالِحِ فَإِنَّ الْعِرْقَ دَسَّاسِ. Get married in a pious family, because family habits will penetrate into your children. Now many a times the children say, but Mawlana, my mother doesn't want to understand that my future, she decides or she will accept Islam. Now Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us in the hadith, it is not only the habits of that girl that is going to penetrate into our children, it is the habits of that family that is going to penetrate. That is why we are taught to get married into a pious family, a girl who grew up in piety, who grew up in a pious environment, in a house where there was tilawat, where there was zikrullah, where there was amal, and there was an environment of iman, so that inshallah the very same piety will rub off into the new generation that is to come. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala discusses a different aspect also relating to what we are discussing here. وَالَّذِينَ يَرْمُونَ الْمُحْصَنَاتِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَأْتُوا بِأَرْبَعَةِ شُهَدَاءَ فَاجْلِدُوهُمْ ثَمَانِينَ جَلْدَةً وَلَا تَقْبَلُوا لَهُمْ شَهَادَةً أَبَدًا وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. Those males who accuse those innocent women, muhsanat, Sahib Jalalain has written, who refers to an innocent, who is meant by an innocent woman? That woman who is aqil, she is intelligent, she is baligh, she is matured, she is hur, that is, she is free, she is not a slave, she is a Muslim, and she was never caught guilty of the act of zina. These are the five qualities that are required in a woman for her to be rendered muhsan, muhsanat, that is, innocent. So those people who accuse any innocent woman, who I explained what is meant by innocent, who accuse any innocent woman of the evil act of zina, in other words, they prove her guilty of zina, whereas she is innocent of the zina. ثُمَّ لَمْ يَأْتُوا بِأَرْبَعَةِ شُهَدَاءِ. And then they cannot give sufficient and substantial proof to prove that what I am saying against this woman is a reality, that I am accusing her with zina. This is my three proofs. Now we must understand, very important, that because this punishment of zina is very severe, that is, a person will either be pelted or he will be lashed. That is why before the actual crime will be confirmed, every type of precaution will be taken into consideration before this can be confirmed, because it is really a severe crime. And once the crime has been confirmed, that is, a person has been found guilty, or a person acknowledges it himself, or the situation arises as such where a girl that is not married is found pregnant, where such evidence, sources and proof is found, after it has been confirmed, then even if this adulterer or adulteress makes tawbah, then too the punishment that is in the dunyawi punishment will still be carried out. He or she will be pelted to death. That tawbah of his, or the tawbah of her, will protect her from the azab of the akhirat. This tawbah of hers will not protect her or him from the punishment of this dunya after it has been confirmed with substantial proof. So the Quran mentions those people, my sisters out there, give me 1 second of yours. Let us understand, our izzat is what Islam gives us as izzat. Our zillat is what Islam refers to as zillat. Fatima radiallahu anha was asked, أي شيء خير للنساء. O Nabi of Allah, what is best for women? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked Fatima, what is best for women? Fatima radiallahu anha said, La yareena al-rijal wa la yaraunahunna. O Nabi of Allah, the best thing for woman is that her sight must not fall on any strange man. And the best thing for her is that no strange person's sight must fall on her. That is our izzat. وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَ تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ الْأُولَى وَأَقِمْنَا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتِينَ الزَّكَاةَ وَأَطِعْنَا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. There are three stages of parda. One stage is where a woman, the highest level, where a woman keeps herself indoors. And Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَقْرَبُ مَا تَكُونُ مِنْ وَجْهِ رَبِّهَا وَهِيَ فِي قَعْرِ بَيْتِهَا. The closest a woman is to her Allah is when she is in the confines of a house. The second stage of parda is when a woman covers her face, covers her hands, and she comes outside for a need. This is the second stage of parda. And the third is when a woman exposes her hands and her face and her feet, and she comes out and she, in an instance where there isn't the fear of fitna. This is the third stage of parda. Revealing of any other organs besides what I discuss will no longer be categorized as any form of parda. In fact, it will be the absence of haya and modesty. So Allah Ta'ala, look at the izzat that Allah mentions. Anyone that will attack any of our sisters, any of our mothers, and accuse them of zina, and then he does not have substantial proof, then what does Allah say regarding that person? فَجْلِدُوهُمْ ثَمَانِينَ جَلْدًا. O Nabi of Allah, lash him 80 lashes. And that's not all. وَلَا تَقْبَلُوا لَهُمْ شَهَادَةً أَبَدًا. And reject his evidence lifelong. Whenever he gives any proof and any evidence, don't accept it. When it comes to the sighting of the moon or any other occasion, when witnesses are required, if this person who has accused a woman, if he comes and gives witness, then the evil, the consequences of accusing that woman will be such that lifelong his evidence and his witness will not be accepted. Because if he can attack the izzat of one woman and he can speak a lie, then we don't know, perhaps he will be speaking a lie about the sighting of the moon or any other thing for that nature. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. And that's not all. The punishment of the akhirat is separate. Now two, three things we have to mention here regarding this ayah. Allah Ta'ala mentions those males who accuse those women. Allah Ta'ala has used the term male for woman because this ayat kareema was revealed when an incident happened that a male accused a woman. Otherwise, with reference to Tafsir al-Jassas and with reference to the books of Fiqh, it is written in detail in Hidayah. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi has given the hawala there that if a male accuses a male, or a female accuses a female, or a female accuses a male, in any of these four situations, the very same penalty will be exercised of 80 lashes. But this accusation will be limited to accusing someone with zina. If someone accuses his brother or his sister with something else, then according to the ta'zirat, as I mentioned, the qazi, whatever he feels munasib, he will decide. But this 80 lashes is only exclusively reserved when someone accuses his brother or his sister with the evil act of zina. ثُمَّ لَمْ يَأْتُوا بِأَرْبَعَةِ شُهَدَاءَ. Now when someone accuses someone of zina, as I mentioned, all the precautions will be taken. One person can only give evidence of zina, that someone is guilty of zina, when he has witnessed it with the naked eye and he has three other proof that have also witnessed it. Now we must understand, Islam does not teach us, understand this very clearly, Islam does not teach us that if someone is found guilty, we must go and investigate the matter and we must promote the matter. In fact, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, اِدْرَأُ الْحُدُودَ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ. If you know or you doubt in someone, go to him in the quiet and tell him to make tawbah. And it does not mean that because an adulterer and adulteress will only be pelted after four witnesses are found, and such four witnesses that witness the evil act. So this is something that is very difficult because they will do the act of zina privately. So this does not mean for a moment that in Islam, if a person commits zina, then no one will actually be there to witness it. So this person will be free of this of the punishment of the dunya, and no one will actually be able to report it. Because if you report the crime, understand this, respected listeners, if you report the crime that so and so has made zina with this girl, or she has, these two were making ta'alluq and they had zina, and you do not have three other proof with you, then even if she had committed the zina, then too you will be You will be given 80 lashes of accusation. Now, if she had committed the crime, then that will be, she will be responsible between herself and Allah. But if you do not have four proofs, then it is not correct for you to go and give the witness of zina. The most you can do is that you can say that I seen them having unlawful relation. Perhaps they were talking. Perhaps they were doing many other things that is part of that very same category, which a strange person should not be doing with a strange girl. So in such an occasion, four witnesses will not be required. If you report the fact that this boy was speaking to this girl and they have absolutely no ta'alluq, there are no family ties in between, then in an event like this, the qazi will summon them and an investigation will be made, and according to that, whatever he decides, he will punish them. But in such an event, such an instance, four witnesses will not be required. So if a person does not have substantial proof, then he should not report by saying zina. He should say that they were having unlawful relations. Now it can refer to perhaps just speaking or whatever the case may be. And if a person seen it also, we are not encouraged to promote it. We are encouraged to go to our brother and tell him, repent to Allah, ask Allah to forgive you. The idea is not to pelt him, and the idea is not to punish him. The idea is to make him abstain from the disobedience of Allah, and this will be achieved via this penalty. That is why Allah Pak has prescribed the penalty. Otherwise, hitting and lashing, that is not the object of disobeying Almighty Allah. That is not the object of this crime. The idea of being lashed is so that it can serve as an eye opener for others. فجلدوهم ثمانين جلدة ولا تقبلوا لهم شهادة أبدا. And do not accept their evidence forever and ever. This is according to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh. The evidence will not be accepted lifelong, because this is part of the penalty of accusing. Yes, after Tawbah, he will no longer remain a fasiq, but his evidence will not be accepted. My sisters, my mothers, my daughters, we are searching. We are searching for honor. We are searching for izzat. Let us see the izzat that Islam has given us. If someone attacks our izzat and he proves us guilty of something that we are free of, then Allah Pak's gharat comes into action. And Allah Ta'ala says that it is my order that you will not accept the evidence of this person till the day he dies. This is the crime of that person who accuses any servant of mine, any bandi of mine of zina, and she has not committed it. This is the consequences. Of course, according to Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayh, such a person's evidence will be accepted after Tawbah. Another thing that I want to mention here is, when a person commits zina and it is confirmed, then immediately he would be lashed or he will be pelted. But when a person, for example, if someone accuses me with zina and I am innocent of the act of zina, then the person, the qadhif who has accused me, will only be given 80 lashes if I demand that this right that Allah has given me, because this is haqqul abd, this is the rights of a servant, only if I say that this 80 lashes must be given to that person, then only he will be lashed. This is the rights that Allah has given to the person who has been accused, contrary to the instance of zina, because zina is the order of Allah and it is the haqq of Allah. So once it has been confirmed, whether if it was my daughter and I say never mind or I agree, then too he will be pelted, because this is not the order, this is not the right of that woman. It is partly her right, but this is actually the right of Allah, and Allah has made it forbidden. But by him accusing me, this is my right. So he will only be lashed if I say he must be lashed. And if I say that he must not be lashed, then I forgive him and I pardon him, then he will not be given the 80 lashes. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا مِن بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ وَأَصْلَحُوا. But those people who repent, who make tawbah to Almighty Allah and reform their condition, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Allah Ta'ala is most forgiving and Allah Ta'ala is most merciful. In other words, Allah Ta'ala is explaining to us, right till a person leaves this dunya, there is hope to repent. It is the month of Ramadan. Let us take advantage of this opportunity. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Jibreel Amin curses that person that does not have his sins forgiven in this month of Ramadan. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ameen. So that person who accuses someone also, if he repents to Allah Ta'ala, he asks that particular person ma'afi, and then he asks Allah also ma'afi, then Allah Ta'ala says, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Allah is most forgiving and Allah is most merciful. But as I mentioned, his witness will not be accepted, his evidence and his gawahi will not be accepted, according to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, and Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayh says it will be accepted. We make dua to the Almighty Allah. He protect us from the act of zina. And Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq not to attack the izzat of anyone. Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran, إِن جَاءَكُمْ فَاسِقٌ بِنَبَئٍ فَتَبَيَّنُوا. If an irreligious person brings some message to you, then the fact that he is fasiq and is irreligious, how can you take his word for granted? فَتَبَيَّنُوا, make inquiries. And Allah Pak has not made us responsible to search for the faults of our Muslim brothers. لَا تَجَسَّزُوا, do not search for the faults of your Muslim brothers. Instead, conceal it. Give him the dawah that Allah, give him the dawah to repent to Allah. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq not to attack the izzat of anyone. And may Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala protect us from the evil act of zina and protect our environment and keep our environment pure and clean. وَآخِرُ الدَّعْوَانَا عَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.